G'day everyone, it's Ian here. Happy 2014. Yes, it's just turned 2014 o'clock, about 47 minutes ago, here in Bris Vegas. A lovely night with some dear friends, all tango friends. Some people I don't know very well, some people I know very, very well. People I've been hanging out with off and on for the last few years. One of the great things about taking on a new social activity, as tango is for me, there are new people to meet, new stories to hear, new relationships to develop. It's really wonderful. And traditionally, tango tends to attract, I think, some very, very decent people. So I feel very appropriate. Very, very fortunate. And just this instant, I've walked out the door and I'm walking through the back streets. It's been a little bit of rain this evening, just enough to wet the ground, the road that I'm walking on. You can hear me walking, I'm sure. There's still activity. I can hear a train in the distance and I'm walking up to Latrobe Terrace, which is the major road that runs through Paddington. And there might be a little bit of traffic, but it is 12:45 on the 1st of January 2014. So there probably won't be a lot of activity, but there'll be a bit. And as we start the new year, I've been reflecting for a few weeks about the process of the start of a new year, what people do. Did you hear that? That was a bat flying over. the way people reflect on the new year, the whole concept of New Year's resolutions. And it's something I've actually thought about many, many times. As a matter of fact, it's something that goes back to 2006 when I discovered podcasting, when this digital age was really burgeoning and I had just downloaded my first podcast because I got my broadband connection and a nice big fat iMac. And I discovered that there was just people like you and me who were producing content online. And I thought, wow, I can do this too. And I had this whole paradigm shift. Because you see, every year, at the start of the year, I commenced it with great hope and expectation. Wonder of what the year lay in store for me. And at the end of the year, I was ad nauseam disappointed. Because yet again, another year had gone by and frankly nothing much had shifted. For about half a dozen years up until then, it had just been routine. I'd been doing life one year after another, copybook, cookie cutter versions of each year. And I was all a bit tired of it, a bit tedious, a bit bored. Bored, that's a good word for it, bored with it, that's what I was. And then I discovered all these new digital technologies and I got excited. But the point I want to make is at the start of each year, I was excited. I was full of hope and expectation. I was full of wonder and real belief that there was going to be a shift. Belief's a funny thing because belief is just that. It doesn't necessarily have to have any foundation in truth. Belief can be just whimsy, can't it? And for many of those years, my belief that the year was going to be good was just that. It was nothing particularly valid. It was just a wishful hope that my life would get better. And as it turns out, it didn't. And as we start a new year, 2014, get a load of that, eh? I was born in 1960, right? Yeah, I'm an old bugger. I remember as a kid, as a 12, as a 14-year-old, thinking of the year 2000 as being so far away. I remember in the early 70s watching a show out of the UK, which maybe some of you remember, called UFO. And yeah, that's what it's called, UFO. And it was placed in 1981. Ooh, it was all so dramatic, you know. The secret British intelligence agencies were in cahoots with the UFOs to do certain stuff. It was a very exciting show. And then there was Space 1999, which was another great British sci-fi, which I loved. You know, the year 2000 was so far away back in the 70s. and the year 2000, and the year 2000 is now 14 years ago. 14 years ago. I could not have imagined 2014 when I was a kid. The year 2000 I could imagine, but not the year 2014. That was like impossible to imagine. It was so far, and it might as well have been 4273. You know, it was just too far to reach. And here we are. Welcome to 2014. And every year we start that cycle again. We go, here we go. We're starting up. Let's start anew. Let's start afresh. Let's start the adventure again. Let's make it interesting and exciting. What can we do? What can we achieve? And some people sit down and do New Year's resolutions, which I don't do. I've never done a New Year's resolution in my life. I actually don't agree with them. But that's another story. I think if you're going to change your life, you should change it when it's appropriate. And if it's September the 22nd, fair enough. But we tend to start the year with a certain level of hope and expectation. And I think that is a fundamentally, incredibly important aspect of human nature. I think as we start the new year and people look forward to the adventure that is awaiting them, that represents some of the very finest parts of humanity. We live in extraordinary times. But the media tells us it's dangerous. The media tells us there are all sorts of calamities about to befall us, all sorts of environmental disasters, all sorts of conspiratorial shenanigans going on. But the reality is, we live in times that are far safer for the individual than any time in human history. There are 7 billion people on this planet, and the vast majority of us will live out our lives quite comfortably. Throughout all of human history, that's an unusual thing. A few people will have difficulties. And I mean a few, as in many millions, so there's lots of work still to be done. But it's certainly not, you know, the 90% as it was for most of human history. We live in really good times. And we're told that it's dangerous and there are things going wrong, but that's more because people want to tell us stories so that they can manipulate us. But historically, humans are positive, and this is the point I want to make. We're optimistic. Our nature is optimism. That is what we do. We might think that we're a pessimist. We might think the sky is going to fall, but the reality is everybody is optimistic. You wouldn't get out of bed if you weren't optimistic. And the proof is simply what happens now. The new year starts, and I think everybody looks forward to a better year than what they maybe had last. Now, I had a good year. 2013 was a great year for me. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun for reasons I've mentioned in previous audio boosts. I have no idea what to expect of 2014, but I feel positive. I think everybody feels positive. Some people because they've had a tough year, some people because they're like me and they just hope for more of the same. What actually eventuates is irrelevant. It's the expectation and the optimistic nature of humans that I think is important, because when we were leaving Africa all those multi-millennia ago, we wouldn't have crossed the first river if we weren't optimistic about it. We would have stayed in our tribal groups and never left the territory we're familiar with. We would never have gone and chatted to that good-looking chick or fluttered our eyelids at that handsome buff bloke. We wouldn't have done anything if we weren't optimistic, because with optimism comes all sorts of opportunities for partnership, for alliances, for resources. Optimism is what drives us forward. And a lot of people are scared of what might be coming. environmental problems, political problems, sure, they need to be dealt with. But the reality is we're all optimistic about it. And inherently, even if we were to go, as history shows, down cataclysmic paths of major conflicts and stuff like that, once it's all said and done, once it's all been processed, we come out the other end and we continue to move forward. Inherently, despite the great adversity that humans sometimes bestow on themselves, that we stupidly allow people to put onto us, our political masters, if you wish, we are inherently optimistic. And as we start this new year, I can't help but think that's exactly what we feel. We start the new year looking ahead going, I'm going to get fitter and stronger. I want to eat better. I want to meet somebody. I want to do well in my corporate career. I want to, you know, go and challenge myself. Whatever it may be that you as an individual decides to do, it tends to be one of growth and wanting to go forward in life. And I think everybody does a version of that with every new year. This new year that we're starting on and the optimism that everybody has for it, I think expresses some of the very best of human nature. And for you, dear Audioboo listener, whoever you may be, I wish for you a really great 2014. And I hope it's, as the Chinese would say, may you live in interesting times. I'll talk to you many times, I hope, during this year. And thanks for being there for me. I really appreciate it. All the best, and have a great year. Happy New Year, everybody. Bye-bye.